welcome to Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. You hear my fucking chair? Ugh. The creaky chair is such a fucking piece of shit that even when I want it to creak, it doesn't creak. That's how, and when I don't want it to creak, it creaks. I saw an office chair in the street the other day, and I considered bringing it home. I don't want to buy a new office chair because you have to put it together. And putting together an office chair is not as simple as it sounds. And I put this one together, which is probably why it creaks. And this is not a real Dopey Tuesday episode. This is a Dopey teaser episode. And the idea is that I will put the first few minutes of this week's Dopey Tuesday. Actually, I'm going to put, I've selected a section of this week's Dopey Tuesday to tease you with. It is strung out author and elite equestrian Aaron Carr. And in the bit I've selected, we discuss the Netflix series Baby Reindeer. So everybody loves Baby Reindeer. So we discuss Baby Reindeer a little bit on this Dopey Tuesday, but we also discuss some other stuff. There's a lot of great stuff on Dopey Patreon. If you are a Dopey listener, if you are a member, a self-diagnosed member of the Dopey Nation, and you are not a Dopey patron, you need to check your motives, man. Check them out. Like, we need your support. $5 a month gets you extra episodes, tons of videos, kind of good stuff, stickers, all sorts of shit. $10 gets you more. I don't know. $15 gets you socks. Join the Dopey Patreon at www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. And here is me and Aaron in the teaser. If you want the rest, you know where you have to go. Also, spoiler alert if you haven't seen Baby Reindeer.
Give me the...
Oh, here, yeah. So I have a copy of the play.
Was it a play first?
It was a one-man show, yeah, play.
And that's the guy.
That's the guy. So he's in the Netflix... So it was adapted
Richard Gadd.
Into a Netflix series.
This powerful and engaging play portrays a man brought to the edge by the actions of a chance encounter which takes a toll on all aspects of his life. In doing so, it asks important questions about victims, the justice system, and how one moment, which is the moment, though? Oh, what's the moment?
When he gives her the tea.
Can change everything. Edinburgh Comedy Award winner Richard Gadd has a chilling story to tell about obsession, delusion, and the terrifying ramifications of a fleeting meeting. This edition was published to coincide with the premiere of Baby Reindeer at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe in summer 2019 before transferring to Bush Theatre in London. Fantastic.
It's so, if you haven't seen it, it's about it's about a guy, this performer, like wannabe stand-up comedian or aspiring stand-up comedian who has a stalker. And about, like, after, like, the first three episodes, like, you might feel like, I don't know if you felt this way. I felt sort of frustrated with him because it was like, ugh. Like, I got it. Like, she was giving him, like, affirmation in a weird way, but he was also kind of frustrating. And then episode four, you're introduced
to... It's funny. Me and Linda watched episode one,
mm-hmm.
and I got bored in the middle of it, and I started, like, going on my phone because I'm addicted to my phone. Mm-hmm. And then Linda's like, fuck you. If you're going to go on your phone, I'm going to watch it myself. And
yeah.
I was like, I have work to do anyway. So she went and watched episode two,
mm-hmm.
and then three, and mm-hmm. then I go back to her. I said, I'm sorry. Let me watch episode three with you. And she goes, well, you missed episode two. And I was like, I'll figure it out. And so I started watching episode three and into episode four. And
dude,
I was like,
four.
Holy shit. I was like, I gotta get out of here. And then Linda only watches stuff about cult, trauma, drugs,
right.
Like abuse. And yeah. This show had it all. That
all
episode.
Of it. One of the best depictions, I was telling Dave before we started recording, in my opinion, one of the best depictions of drug use.
Why?
Just the way, because you know how like they'll capture something where you're doing, like he was taking like GHB and like,
did you
things.
Take a lot of GHB?
No.
Did you take any?
No, I've
Didn't
never
it
done.
Make, it made it look delicious to me.
But it reminded me a little bit of ketamine.
I would love to take GHB.
Would
you? You would never take GHB.
Now? No. I don't think so.
I wouldn't. I listen. I'm not taking GHB, but that's how fucked up I am.
Right.
That I'm watching like, this show where this guy is like totally sexually traumatized, and I'm like, oh, that looks like a drug I would enjoy.
But it also, I think, what was so good about it is that I think that many women can understand like getting into a situation and then like you don't know how to fucking get out of it and you haven't given your consent, but like you just don't know how to get yourself out of the situation. And then you feel like, oh shit, I, you know, like it wasn't that bad, or like, oh, maybe it didn't happen like that, and start questioning yourself. And he did such a beautiful job of then showing how that trauma permeated every part of his life and his relationships, and then why his like behavior seems so annoying and weird, but it's all come from trauma. And then even the way he like fucks up his relationship with Terry, and when he says later
Terry's on is the trans woman,
and he, you know, he's struggling with his sexuality and his own feelings of like shame about what are people going to think and all of this, and it's just handled so well, because I don't know, he just did a really good job of handling all of these things that could potentially be very stigmatizing with a lot of care. And he said something in a conversation about him fucking up his relationship with Terry, where he said, I loved her, I did love her, but not as much as I hated myself. So of course, like every friend.
No. What he said was, I loved her so much, but
I hated myself more.
But what I loved more than anything was hating myself.
Right.
He was addicted to the self-flagellation.
Right.
That was stated so well.
So well.
I thought.
And I related to so much, because that was like a huge part of like, I hated myself so much that it was impossible for me to ever really love somebody in a relationship until I had Atticus, because I didn't know who I was without that self-hatred.
I find that I hang out in my little world in a place of that a lot of the time.
Of self-loathing?
Yeah. Like, and I take comfort in it in a way that shouldn't be comfortable, isn't good for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rut in my head, and I go there. But I found he's basically, and again, if you want to see the show and you haven't seen it, I personally never mind spoilers. If you don't want to be spoiled,
then fast forward.
Yeah. He winds up meeting, it's obvious to the stalker that he had been hurt in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So we find out that he met a man who was a famous TV writer, producer, and wants to take him under his wing, and winds up feeding him every drug under the sun.
Grooming
him. And raping him.
Mm-hmm.
How is it grooming? It's raping.
No. He's grooming him before he rapes
him. So consider yourself teased. The Dopey Patreon Tuesday, Dopey Tuesday, is up. It is all about baby reindeer. A scintillating Ask Aaron about interpersonal relationships within the Dopey Nation and so much more. I feel guilty making the teaser so short, so I'm going to play a voicemail from one of my favorite dopes. His name is Paolo, but we call him Lou. And this voicemail is, it's honestly one of the most powerful things I might have ever heard on the show. And it starts innocently enough as a sock review, but it ends up in a deeply emotional note. I don't know what else to call it. It's very beautiful. And this is Paolo, a.k.a. Lou, our Brazilian who's trapped in Germany.
Hey, Dave. It's Lou here, the Brazilian guy lost in Germany. First, you sent me socks. I got them socks. I love them. So thank you. Second, I'm sending this as a voice note and as text, because to be honest, I don't know what you prefer. I mean, not for airtime, like for receiving. You're one of those people that say that you read a book when you listen to it. So I don't know, whatever floats your boat. But about socks. They're amazing. International shipping sucks. Sending socks to Germany was a total mistake. I saw how much it was for you, and fuck, I'm sorry. If it's any comfort, on top of that, I also paid. So yeah, German customs tax debt. It's bureaucrats trying to profit from your generosity. Is it German anti-Semitism? Who knows? Oh God, I'm a horrible boy. Anyways, point being, I just mean that you could benefit from finding an alternative way for shipping. So if there's any dopey out there involved in international sales, it sounds so shady. We could have some kind of logistics system with dopes all linked into a big network, kind of dopey mules all over the place. No, but for reals, I don't know if there's better ways. In the past, I used services that provide an address in the US that you can send stuff to, and they send it abroad, like shipito.com, I think. So yeah, people can probably Google it, but yeah, sure, shipping abroad, not a good deal. I wouldn't send a dopey story at the moment because I'm trying to handle my sobriety and it's hard. But I wanted to say that I was listening to Dopey 469. But it was a great sequence with Hank Azaria and Cormac before, and then John Bucchetti now, and he's the biggest sweetheart, and he talks of newcomers and how clear it is that it's how much they hate themselves and how much that's what got them there. And it just like, it made me notice how Dopey became instrumental in my life, in my therapeutic pursuits, my spiritual path, whatever you call it. Dopey is a cost-free way for me to find kind of healing along my journey, find recovery, whatever that means. Somebody, I think on Reddit, said that they were celebrating 16 hours sober and of weed, and even if they wouldn't stick, and you were like, oh, that's surprising. But I totally get it, that having like periods of self-imposed detoxed help a lot. It helped me in the past. It kept my tolerance low. It kept my use low. It sounds simple on paper. It's not easy. So yeah, if this gets ended up playing on air, I would just advocate for anybody to just figure out what they're taking and how that affects them, just to understand and be aware. It's hard to figure out if you're using something for being healthy for you or if it's kind of unhealthy. It's a thin line, including prescribed stuff. So it's good to have a bit of a detox every now and then. See if you can survive with or without it, or see how it happens. But also why I'm writing or stumbling my way across words is that the way that I handle my own shit with or without substances is sometimes writing. And I just noticed that a journal entry of mine of today related to my relationship with substance, and it sounded a bit like a manifesto, like a bad beat poetry or something. And I don't know, I'm not an artist, but we drink from the same waters of all the artists that created everything that ever inspired us. So maybe something comes good every now and then across ourselves. So yeah, I will try to read it out aloud. Let's see, here's nothing. I do feel powerless over my desire to use, over my desire of something else, my dissatisfaction with the now, my denial with either my misery or the fact that my misery is not all that is. I do feel limited by my use, by my state, by my condition, by being an addict. I was rewarded. My addictions were first of mind work, homework, professional work. I became good at work while being bad at everything else. And who's to help work? They couldn't care less. And your friends, they don't know you, if not this. So yeah, it's you. You're to help yourself. And I know, it's another burden, another task, another box on the to-do list, and I can't anymore. But it is precisely what you can do. I'm talking about the box just ahead of you, the one you can see clearly, And I know maybe you can see more. Maybe you see a line that goes so far as you would there. And I don't care. We look down with humility and maybe a bit of shame. But don't cling to it. Let's ignore the fog. Some of us are not ready to look up, and that's okay. It's a lot. We keep our eyes down. Just one box, just one tick, just one step, just one brick, and another, Not all walls are built to segregate. Some are built to protect, to offer a support or a plate, a foundation, a nation. Ironically, it's dopey, I think. Ironically, not for its drugs and addiction and dumb shit. I'm friends with all of it. The irony is that a podcast is that hearing of drugs, addiction, and dumb shit made me feel listened to without me ever saying a word. I thank you, Dave, for that. Can save one's life. Me no say tudo, but whatevs. I miss you, Chris. Stay strong, Dopey Nation.
Greetings and salutations, Dopey Nation. Take a walk around the world. I wonder would it do me any good? Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. But I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire is all I ever had. And I wanna take a ride up in the sky and watch as aeroplanes just pass me by. And I wanna see a Learjet liner take a dive just to show all of these people what it means to be alive. And I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire is all I ever had. And my shadow's getting smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller. Wonder would they pay it any mind when I leave this busted city far behind. I'll take the high road however far it winds, cause peace and love are very, very, very hard to find. And I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire is all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And these suckers make me mad, and it's all I ever had. And I wanna call my dad, and it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And these suckers make me mad, and it's all I ever had. And I wanna call my dad, and it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. Stay strong, Dopey Nation. Fucking toodles for Chris.
Subzoomers.
And shout out to Scott Wick, the rap god, by the way. I mean, everyone else is great too, but
zoomers,
just, you know,
zoomers,
it's the rap god, so yeah. Toodles.